It's time for the one show that takes you where others won't. Out into the wilderness, past the frontiers of what you thought was possible, with your own personal pilgrim on the 405, Mr. Will Crist.
Well, welcome to Pilgrim Talks on this beautiful, sunshiny day in Laguna Beach. And it's so wonderful to be in Orange County for, I think we've been here like 20 years now. And along the way, you meet lots of people. Some are more memorable than others. And what's neat about living in a place like this, where there's lots of traffic, lots of movement around, lots of people with new ideas, is from time to time you come across an old friend who has a great new idea, and you want to spend time talking with them. Well, when I found out that Aggie Coburn had this great idea for crowdsourcing for women, I knew I wanted to talk to her. And we got reconnected, and it's time to welcome Aggie to Pilgrim Talks, and let's hear all about this new idea. Aggie, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are.
Sure. Hello. Nice to connect up again.
Yes.
It's sort of a long story, but it's really not. There's really no long stories in life. I've been involved in the events business. That's probably how we met for many years. I've got my own company called CEC Global Events. And I've been doing all sorts of events and really focused in the women's arena for a while and connected in with a lot of women's organizations and a lot of different things over the years. And I got really enthralled with crowdfunding. I heard about it through some friends of mine who had successful crowdfunding projects. Now it probably goes back about 8 or 9 months ago, and was fascinated with what had happened with them. So kind of history there is doing events, getting involved in fundraising, getting involved in a lot of different types of projects and things, and then hearing that there's a model out there that actually helps people in various different ways, different from the norm, raise money. And I got so engaged in it that I started to do a lot of research and really try to understand why crowdfunding works and how it works. So that's sort of a little bit of my background and history on how this all came to be. There's a much more long, convoluted story, but that's sort of the quick synopsis.
Well, what got you excited about crowdsourcing?
Actually, it's crowdfunding. I called it crowdsourcing for a while as well. It's not crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
Crowdsourcing is a term that's been used for a long, long time that talks about pulling people together, sourcing people, pulling them together. That term took a transition about 2 years ago and turned into crowdfunding, which is essentially pulling the crowd together to help you fund something.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually what crowdfunding means. You're pulling groups of people together to help you fund something. And that means small amounts of money from a lot of people. So you're not asking anybody for very much money. I mean, if they opt to give you more, that's great. But most people are donating or gifting you, and we use the term gifting, anywhere between $10 and $50. That is the average. It's typically what you might pay for lunch or dinner. So there's sort of this feel-good support that comes out of crowdfunding. You're able to raise money, and I'll show you some examples as we go through the conversation. But really what it came down to was, I've got an idea, you've got an idea, I've got a project, you've got a project, and we need money to do it. The banks aren't lending a lot of money these days. We all know that. It's tough to even get lines of credit these days. It's even tougher to get a loan. Going after angel investment money, most of these people don't need that kind of money. And even if they do, that's a very long road. I've been on that road before. I've worked with some companies where we did raise money that way. It's a long haul, and there's a lot that needs to be done. And then the venture capital money is a whole other ball game. So you've got these people who have wonderful ideas or projects or events or whatever they happen to be. And if they could only pull it together with a little bit of money in some cases a little bit more, that's what crowdfunding is perfect for. The average crowdfunding project raises $5,000, $3,000, $8,000, even on Kickstarter. And Kickstarter, as we all know, is the large crowdfunding. I call it the big elephant in the room, because Kickstarter has become so enormous. And it's had some fantastic projects. But even Kickstarter, the average project makes a handful of thousands of dollars.
This whole idea of crowdfunding, that's just so fascinating to me. Is it to you?
It was so amazing to me when I first, as I said, I mentioned somebody I knew had a very successful crowdfunding project. At the time, it was probably $5,000. I don't remember the exact amount. But they had been struggling to be able to do something, couldn't get the money together, went out to friends and family, and finally somehow ended up on a site. I believe it was Indiegogo, which is one of the other popular sites, and raised this money in a fairly short period of time, about 60 days. simply by asking their friends, their family, and people that they knew to help them. They said, he said, I have a great idea. I'd really like to do this, and I need your support. And he had an outpouring of support, not only from friends and family, but their friends and family and their, other people that they knew, which is why I call it, it's raising funds, it's friends and family on steroids is essentially what I refer to it as in a presentation that I do. It really is like friends and family on steroids because it's not just mine, it's yours and it's your friends and their friends and their friends. And with social media, and really it's because of social media that crowdfunding works, I believe, because you get out there. I, for example, put something out today on social media to tens of thousands of people in about 15 minutes. This would not have been possible a few years ago. It is possible now. So you can go out there and say, I have this concept, this idea, support me. And I think innately we all want to help each other. And I think crowdfunding works because we have a tendency to want to help each other. If it doesn't cost us too much, somebody comes to you and says, I need $1,000, you're going to say, sorry, I can't do it. Somebody comes to you and says, I need $25, and you like them and you like their idea, you're going to do it. So multiply that out by 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. And then you start to see why crowdfunding works. You're also giving them something in exchange. They're pre-purchasing, pre-buying, whatever, supporting. So in the end, they're going to get something from you. Crowdfunding only works if you give something in exchange. So for that $10 or $20 or $50, they're going to get your product, which is why the products have done so well. They're going to get a copy of your film or your book, which is why those projects have done well. Essentially, all they're doing is pre-purchasing it so that you can do what you need to do. Crowdfunding has been used in politics and in nonprofits forever. It just wasn't called crowdfunding. How do you think the politicians got voted in? Obama's the perfect example of crowdfunding and that working. And the other side of it is crowdfunding is a great marketing tool. Now everybody knows what you're doing. They know you're creating this film. They know you're writing this book. They know you're trying to come up with this project. So you've already got pre-buyers in there, and it just leads to a lot of other things. It really is quite phenomenal.
The whole idea of friends and family was always very intimidating to me. my family is not someplace where I'm going to raise anything more than, it goes the other way in my family.
Right.
Seems.
But your friends maybe not.
Family.
Your friends maybe not. You know, I have to tell you, over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been involved in a number of independent films, and I've been involved in a project that was an internet broadcast network. So I've been involved in a number of things that have raised money, and I've watched how that money's been raised, and sometimes it's been through investors. Many times, in fact, it was through investors. Sometimes it's been this, help me out, I'm doing this. So I've watched this pattern for a number of years, even with events. Events are a perfect example of crowdfunding. What are you doing? You're collecting the money ahead of time to run the event. You couldn't do that event if you didn't pre-sell the tickets in many cases, or pre-sell exhibit space, or pre-sell something. So it's a quite phenomenal thing because really that's what crowdfunding is all about. You're pre-selling and you're marketing. So really when I look back on the business that I've been in for many years, aside from when I worked for the big corporation and the nonprofit, it was crowdfunding. It was pulling the money in by selling tickets or selling exhibit space for something coming up in the future so that we could do it.
Yeah.
Just wasn't called that. We finally put a name on it.
Well, that whole idea of being able to put out an opportunity, and you don't have to have a big email list to do it. You don't have to go up and knock on somebody's door. You don't have to put together a business plan in advance. You simply talk about what you're doing, mm-hmm. and put it up on a crowdfunding resource page and see what happens.
Well, there's two things that you do have to have. Number one is you have to be able to bring in some of the funds to start with yourself, because nobody wants to be the person that puts into something that's a zero or a dollar or $5. We want to join the crowd. So you really have to have at least a little bit of a database, or your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Twitter, and you have to be able to guide people to it. So you have to prove you have a little support. I've heard if you can get 30% or something close to 30% of the funds from people you know, the other 70% will follow. So you're
it's
still
amazing.
You still
but,
have
but
that
you have
effort
a place to put it up there, and it's in a context where I don't think I would be embarrassed to do it.
You would be embarrassed?
No, I do not think I would be embarrassed to do it.
No.
And it opens up, once you say, let's suppose, I've done this very often in coaching people, and so it's very real now. Let's suppose that we take the money issue that's been limiting you and let's push it over to the edge of the table. Not off the table, but to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume for a moment that you have the money you need. What's the project that's burning in your heart?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what an incredible gift that is, Aggie.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing process, and it makes you feel good about the world. And I got to tell you, that was a big part of it for me. I had gone through some pretty strange things the last couple of years. And I worked on projects where money was taken that shouldn't have been. I worked on, I won't even go into them, but some film projects where things happened that shouldn't have. I was pretty disillusioned. And I think I was really looking for something. So when I came upon this crowdfunding, to me it was like a breath of fresh air. It was getting rid of that stuff that I'd been carrying around saying, people don't help each other or people are deceptive or, whatever other thoughts I had in my head. Suddenly I had this image of something where we really truly did help each other. It wasn't a difficult thing to do. It wasn't a painful thing to do. $25, $50, $75, we spend that on a lunch, literally. And I say that to people. You've spent more on lunch and dinner than and look what you're getting in exchange. And you also get that really feel good, I'm helping. And I do believe we need that. We need to know we're making a difference and we're helping, and that's what crowdfunding is all about as well. Without those people helping you, you couldn't do it. And you can say, I was there at the beginning. That film goes out and 90 million people see it, and you can say, hey, I was one of those folks that gave them $50 so they could make that film. There's something really feel good about that. And I got to say, women more so than men have this sort of want and need to help each other that way. And I'll explain a little bit later when I talk more about the specifics of our site, but we decided to focus on women. We're three women who started this site. My two partners were actually helping me with an event when I suddenly said, you know what, I think I have an idea that we could achieve, and it wasn't all that many months ago. I said, I think there's something we could do, and we could make a difference, and we could bring this to the world. And it's a crowdfunding portal that is focused on women. It's not exclusive to women because we would never do that, but it is focused on women. So we call it, it's by women for women.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of our projects are going to be female-focused. Now, they're not all, and I'll tell you, there's already some that are going up that are not. And that was never our intention. We didn't want to exclude. What we wanted to do was differentiate and have our own space. Because I wasn't going to go out there and compete with Kickstarter. Kickstarter's massive. It's wonderful. It's capable of doing amazing things. I'm not going to step into that. I needed my own place to step into.
When I found Kickstarter, I was so excited about that because there was a way for me to participate in something without having to come up with multi-thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first site that I participated, the first project I participated in was a fellow from Stanford, and he had an idea for producing some little plastic handles that go onto an Apple wireless keyboard from both ends, and when you put them on, then you have a place to set your iPad. And for $25, I got two sets of them. But he also what was wonderful is he included me in the process.
Yes.
And so all along the way, I mean, he was looking for $30,000, and I think he got $50,000. But along the way, we got emails, we got videos of him, we got to know him. He talked. He was very open and vulnerable about what the project, about the manufacturing and how the manufacturing was slipping around and had the problems that he had. It was wonderful to be participating in that.
And it was so wonderful for you, you told other people, and they told other people, and they participated too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have told so many people about Kickstarter, and go up there and look at it. And in fact, I just got on to your site and crowdfunding and just put in $25 for Kill the Buddha.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, and Killing Buddha is our first project. It's our launch project. We're in a soft launch this week. And she's doing remarkably well. I mean, it's been under 48 hours, and she's over $3,000 in
That's
under 48
amazing.
Hours.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's
now, she's got amazing. A lofty goal, but she's a terrific person with a terrific background. She's somebody I know. And Killing Buddha came to us because I had dinner with her a few weeks ago, and she was telling me about this film, and I was so enthralled by this wonderful lady who created a film called What the Bleep Do We Know, if you remember that film.
Well, I went and got it out of my library and sitting right here on my desk. I enjoyed that film a lot. I enjoyed the... now, did she have anything to do with the rabbit hole?
I don't know, but I'm sure she did. I'll have to ask her that question.
Yeah, because both of those were just fantastic movies.
Right.
I really enjoyed them a
and
lot.
And they were unique and different at the time. They were totally different from anything that had come out before. And if you hear Betsy's story, she was not a spiritual person. She was not into into all of the things that the film was about. Somebody was asked to help with a film because that's what she did. And millions of people ended up seeing that film. It opened up a doorway that had never been opened up before to that whole metaphysical world. And, you know, it changed the dynamics of things, and it changed her life forever. And that's really what Killing Buddha is all about. And it's very interesting to hear her talk about it and where it all came from and how it changed her. And I think the story is a wonderful story. I think supporting her, a lot of her followers, and she refers to them as bleepers, which I thought was great, what the bleep crowd, and there are hundreds of thousands of them, and apparently there's tens of millions of people who've seen that film.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what quantum physics was before that film, honestly.
Oh,
the world did not
know
what quantum physics was.
I downloaded, I don't know how many, 10, 15 books on that, and it opened up a whole new world of reading. There's some wonderful things about that. Absolutely.
Yet Betsy was a filmmaker, producer, distributor. Betsy was not a spiritual person involved in quantum physics. She had an idea for a film. She came up with the name, very unusual name, What the Bleep Do We Know? Nobody even knew what that meant when it came out.
Yeah.
And it was all word of mouth. That film had virtually no budget for distribution. Millions of people saw it because somebody saw it who told somebody who told somebody who told somebody. Killing Buddha is truly a real film, and it's a film with an actress in there, and it's her story. It's how, you know, what are the crazy things we do in our lives trying to achieve certain things, reaching for things? It so touched me the night that we talked about it, and that happened because a friend of mine is a friend of hers, and it turned out she and I had connected 3 or 4 years ago when she wasn't living in California. It's really interesting how these things come full circle. And suddenly I was invited over to her house, and we're talking about this film, and I'm telling her about the site called Crowdfunding Live we're launching in 3 or 4 weeks and saying, I would love your project to be our launch project.
That's
better
wonderful.
Than
Now,
than
can I
like
talk
this?
To a friend of mine? I'm going to be with him on Friday. He and a couple of friends have a big project about men, about how how men are making it in this crazy world where they're no longer kings.
Absolutely.
So can I tell him about this?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, he's got a green light from NPR. He's moving right along. He's got a lot of interesting things that he's doing. So let him know.
And that's really what crowdfunding is all about. It's innovative. It's new. It's different. It means you and I don't have to go out there and raise. Betsy's goal is $100,000. I bet you she's going to be. I'm going to be so proud to say our first project raised $100,000. I'd be proud to say our first project raised $10,000, but I know she's going to go way, way, way beyond that. I tell people, we're going to have probably six to eight projects up there next week when we officially launch. Our goal is 100 projects by the end of the year. And we're really doing our best. We're going to do our best to help those projects succeed, whether they're looking for $1,000, $2,000, or $100,000. We're going to do our best to help them succeed. We are doing as much publicity as we can. All three of us, two of us primarily, but all three of us are on interviews. We've done talks. We've gone everywhere we can to talk about crowdfunding live. And we've got press people involved. That's how you and I got together again. We've got some PR people that are wonderful at helping us. And I think we're going to make a huge mark. I think our mark is going to be different than the Kickstarter mark. It's a different goal that we have. That was started, by the way. Do you know the history of Kickstarter?
No.
Two young guys in New York City wanting to help the film industry. It's very artsy. They wanted to help friends of theirs who were filmmakers be able to make their films. Little did they know, 2 years later, they would have a site that could raise $10 million for a single project that was raising on average $1 million a week. They raise on average $1 million a week for their projects. They have thousands of projects up there. But you better have a good database, and you better know, how to market in order to be seen on there, because it's gotten so big that you really have to know what you're doing. I think I've heard statistically about 60% of their projects make it to goal and about 40% don't. But their average donation is in that same range, you know, $25, $35, $50, $60. It's not, people keep thinking big money. It's not big money. It's lots and lots and lots of small donations. I like to call them gifts because I always think of donations as being something you do to a nonprofit. So I prefer
I'll
to call them
I'll
gifts.
Give you an idea. Call it a participation.
Paying for your holiday?
No, say call it a participation.
Oh, participation. I thought you said holiday.
Yeah.
Participation. Oh. Gifting is fine, too, because you're actually gifting the funds, and then you get something in exchange for that.
Yeah, but I think this is very important to me. It's beyond, a gift is I give to somebody, and it's fine. What this is I am participating
yes.
in, I'm part of the team.
You are part of the team. You're part of the team, and that. And you're right. That's a much better word.
I mean,
and that's why people want to do it.
You know, I can buy my way. There are two things I've found as a coach. I've found two things that people really want. One is they want to be happy. And number two, they want to be part of.
Yes.
And for $25, I can be part of a friggin' movie.
You can. You can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can. You can be part of a movie. You can be at the premiere.
I can be in the movie.
Yes, you can be in the movie, too. That's a little more than $25, though.
Yeah, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, just to let you know that you've got my producer so excited that what he's done is he just told me that he just emailed this whole thing to one of the show hosts who's trying to put together the next California Women's Conference.
Oh, and I know her.
You do?
I do.
Well, all right then. He's nodding his head. It's gone. She's been alerted. It's coming.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just amazing. So one of the things is you don't have to be embarrassed to call friends or family. Now, yes, you do have to spread the word that here is a project that's up there, and it could be it's my project. But number two, as a coach, it really does become my responsibility to let people know that their hopes, dreams, and visions are not limited by their pocketbook anymore.
You know what? That's the best part of it, that when you see examples of what happens, when you talk to people who've done this, you realize the potential of something like this. And for some people, as I said, it's as simple as $1,000. If they could raise $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, they could do something they've really wanted to do. For others, it's $100,000. And it's endless because you're talking about people telling people telling people telling people, and we all know because of YouTube and several other things where that can lead. And that's how some of these crowdfunding projects have led to raising millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's word of mouth. It's you wanting that particular product or being a part of that particular film, telling other people. It's almost a natural, organic way to do it, and that's what's so wonderful about it. It's very natural. It's very real. It's very organic. I like something. Women are notorious. They like something, they tell people right away. That's why we think Crowdfunding Live is going to be so hugely successful, because we are focusing on people who love to share. Women love to share ideas. They love to share products. They love to talk about things. And that's where I think we're hitting a natural nerve here, where we're saying, come and help us. And the come and help us comes very easy to my partners and I. It's interesting. All three of us have no problem at all saying, look, this is what we're doing, and we need your help. I have said it to dozens, if not hundreds of people over the last few months. And the wonderful thing is they help. I got to tell you, I've probably changed my view of the world in so many ways in the last several months because of this.
Wow.
Because many people came
and helped. This must have been 2 years ago. No, she's busy, educator, dean of the school of education, things like that. So she's got her hands full. And she said, well, what's this Facebook stuff? I don't have time to do that. I don't have any time at all to do that. Well, I sat back and watched. And over the last 2 years, Facebook has become her coffee klatch. It's her water cooler. It's the place where she announces things and gets announced and gets. This is where she has her conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the same thing going on with Facebook. With what's that petition page that you know that's a? It's really a place to put petitions where you want something to happen, as well as crowdfunding. I mean, all of these things are ways of empowering people.
Yes. Empowering people and communicating. And, you know, I said the same thing when I first saw Facebook and my kids were playing around with it. I said, what a waste of time. And then I started to realize how many people I could communicate with, how quickly, and the reactions I was getting and the responses. And I don't think it's a waste of time. In fact, as I said this morning, I spent about half an hour on LinkedIn, where I have probably 1,000 people in my first level, and who knows how many hundreds of thousands beyond that, and I belong to a number of groups. And in a period of under half an hour, I communicated with tens of thousands of people.
Right.
That was impossible to do previously.
Well, we got a question for you.
Sure.
Somebody tweeted and said, what does it cost to put a project on?
Doesn't cost you a thing.
What
I am going to recommend, though, is if somebody's listening right now, we are having a live event this Saturday, which I'm hoping you will come to. And I would recommend attending something like that, either our live event or something, or getting information from us. And that will all be available at crowdfundinglive.com on how to do this. We are one of the sites that do not charge. There are some sites that do. We're willing to help you, and we do not charge you to put a project up there because, again, we're getting started too, and we need your support and everybody else's. And this is what we're going to do in exchange. Now, I can't tell you 6 months from now it will be the same. But right now our goal is to get the best projects we can up there and get them up there to succeed. And that means we help you.
Well, maybe you'll have to have a crowdfunding project to support the site, huh?
I think we do. Yeah, we've been talking about that, actually.
Well, listen, Aggie, this is really exciting. Can you stick around after the break?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you a lot more about the event and the site.
All right, wonderful. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Al Strauss with Sandler Training. Talk to you about rule number 38, the problem the prospect brings you is never the real problem. When people have heard this rule and thought about it a bit, if they've been in sales for more than a few months, they almost always say, well, that's obvious. I've had lots and lots of prospects that told me what they wanted, I showed them what they wanted, and they didn't buy it. So it seems that it would be obvious. The problem is, most folks don't understand it, and you get in the middle of the conversation, and here's a prospect who's interested in something, you've got the something, and you just show up. And what you really need to learn how to do is ask a bunch more questions, because frankly, in most cases, the prospect doesn't even understand what the real problem is. And so if you ask three or four more questions about what they claim they need or are looking for or want, you're going to discover that it morphs. It changes, sometimes dramatically. What they end up needing is perhaps even diametrically opposed to what they originally said they were looking for. So ask the questions. Don't take the first thing they give you. Dive down into the real issues, and you're going to have yourself a much better day selling to this prospect.
And now back to Wilderness Guest.
Well, so welcome back. We've been talking to Aggie Cobran, who is one of the three founders of Crowdfunding Live, a crowdfunding source especially for women. So, Aggie, tell us about you've got an event coming up, and I want to hear all about how you're going to market with this wonderful idea.
We do. We have an event coming up this Saturday, and it's at the Radisson Hotel LAX, right by LAX, literally right by LAX Airport. It's an all-day event that starts at 10 in the morning, goes till about 6, and then we're going to have fun. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres. We're going to mix and mingle and have dinner, a comedian, music, all those things. But through the course of the day, what we're really talking about here is how to set up your project, how to get it going. We've got three panels. One of them is really a funding panel. It's people from all sorts of different areas, so you can get a feel for where does money come from. We've got an SBA person, somebody from Tech Coast Angels, somebody from a couple of other financial organizations, and somebody from crowdsourcing.org, which is kind of the parent, the overseas crowdfunding. So the funding panel really talks about the models for getting money. And a comparison of what does it take to get a loan, what does it take to get angel investing, and what does it take to get crowdfunding, so people can see the differentials there. And then we've got a panel of speakers who've been successful at crowdfunding. They've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in different ways. So they'll talk to you about what it takes to actually make a crowdfunding project work. And then we've got what I'll call a marketing and media panel. And they're talking more about the marketing that you have to do and the media that you have to get, and what it takes to get your project to where you want it to go, to its goal. And it does take marketing, and it does take getting out there, and it does take talking to a lot of people. But it's kind of fun. You know, it's like any other marketing. You're telling people what you're doing and what your goals are and where you're going. You just happen to be asking for money as well.
You know, when you talk about that, is that like a full-time job?
No. But I'm going to say you have to devote – I would like to see people doing crowdfunding devoting half an hour a day to it over the course of the life of their crowdfunding project, which could be 60 days, 45 days. I don't recommend anything shorter than
45 days.
I recommend half an hour to an hour a day. You can do it at 8 o'clock at night when you're comfortable with it. Go back out on your Facebook, go on your LinkedIn, go to your database, go on your site. Just post blogs on your site, post blogs elsewhere. Like you said, you felt a part of the project. That's how you make people feel a part of the project. You carry them along with you. You let them know what's happening. And, you know, some people are going to do it 3 days a week, 4 days a week, but you have to do something. You cannot post it up there and then just sit and wait. It doesn't work that way. You have to get the message out there. You have to be communicating. You have to get people you know to communicate about it as well. So there's a real process. And I'll tell you, we put together a source book, and that source book is about 50 pages. And a lot of that is actually a workbook, because the workbook is going to tell you how to do this. It's going to make you really think about where you're going, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and bring that out of you. So the workbook is about half, source book is about half explaining crowdfunding and what you need to do, and half getting you to understand why you're doing it. And I think it's a great combination of the two. We're also going to videotape this weekend, and that's going to be part of the process of what we will sell to people and market out there on how to get how to launch your project. We also have individual speakers coming this weekend, this Saturday, that are going to talk about mindset, because mindset is so important. If you don't believe you can do it, you can't do it. You have to believe. Betsy believes with all her heart she's going to raise $100,000. We believe she is going to raise $100,000. So we can be completely supportive, put her in our press releases, work, you know, talk to you about her, talk to everybody. She's doing the same thing. She's put a huge amount of effort into it, and that's why it's going to work, because we're all working together as a team. And we're going to do that for everybody else on our crowdfunding site as well. That's our goal, is to make as many of these projects as successful as we can. And realize that when one person brings people to the site, they're seeing all the other projects there. You came to our site and saw the projects. You don't just see one. You see the one you came to see, and then you see the 5 or 10 or 50 others. And other things catch your attention. You're going, I'd like to be part of that, and I'd like to be part of that, and I'd like to be part of that. And that's how it happens. And there are people now who are perpetual crowdfunding supporters. There
it's
are people
eBay
who go
of projects, Aggie.
Sorry?
It's the eBay of projects.
Yes, yes. And there are hundreds of people now that do this every week. They will go to the various different crowdfunding sites, and we're hoping to start leading them to ours. And they will pick 4, 5, or 6 projects. And these are probably people that donated that money every month in the past.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, you know, I could be a part of this, and for $25, I'll put it here, and $25, I'll put it there.
Well, Aggie, what I find so refreshing and exciting is that you are passionate about this. There's no question about that. And I haven't heard you say a word about profit for you and your fellow founders.
We're still figuring that one out.
There, but I haven't heard you say, we got this big thing, we're going to make a ton of money. I hear you talking specifically about how you're going to help people do what they want to do.
Correct, but the reality is we can't do that without making money, and we realize that. So I will tell you what our model is, because you do get 5%. What people raise, they will get about 90% of. We take 5%, and a little bit more if they don't reach their goal, because we're trying to get them to set realistic goals. And then, you know, obviously there's a merchant account processing, so if somebody pays Visa, MasterCard, there's a percentage out. So typically they get 90% of what they raise, or something in that range, a little bit more.
Yes.
So that's not going to make us a lot of money. That's enough to keep everything going. So we are going to have products like the source book, like the videotapes, like audio tapes that will walk people through it and train them. 90% of people out there still don't know what crowdfunding is. That amazes me, and it probably amazes you, but 90% of people in any given room when I speak, when I say I'm going to talk about crowdfunding, have no idea what I'm talking about. Maybe another 5 or 10% have heard of Kickstarter. So one of our goals is education. We're going to educate them on how this works, what it is, and produce products for them, which we will then sell. The other is affiliate relationships. When people suddenly have thousands of dollars they didn't have before and have products they want to launch, it's sad to say, but they do get taken advantage of by all sorts of different people because they're physically, they're out there. People can see who they are. They can see who they are raising the project money. And when they suddenly see they have, you know, $100,000, $50,000, $20,000, they know they're going to have to spend that in some way. You know, they're going to need some services. They're going to need assistance. And what we're trying to do is align ourselves with affiliates that we know, we like, we trust, and they are going to be on our site. And what happens is we get a percentage of everything that's led to them. So once they've gone through our, I'll call it our screening process, but for the most part, these are people we've worked with in the past that we know. Once we're comfortable with them, they will become affiliates of ours. They'll be on our site. We will lead people to them. And this is for products, for services, for marketing, for everything. And we will get a certain percentage back, and that's how we'll make the money that we make. And I'll bet you in a year from now, right now that seems far-fetched, and how are we going to make money, and are we going to make enough? In a year from now, I have no doubt we will be doing very well with that. We'll also be building up our list and you know, expanding on what we're doing and how we're doing it. And there's lots of different things that will happen. But no, none of us went into this saying we're going to make a lot of money off of it. And you know what? It never for a moment dawned on us.
But we're going to help a lot of people.
We're going to help a lot of people. We're going to help a lot of people. Right. We're going to certainly make some money out of it. But when you said, you know, you need your own crowdfunding, project, we actually talked about it. We have actually talked about that, that we need to put together something saying, help us with crowdfunding live. We want this to be wonderful, and with your support, it can be.
Yep. I think you're going to make a lot more money than you are anticipating right now. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. Because my experience and several groups that I'm part of that are focused on conscious capitalism, conscious business, that kind of thing, the statistics, and it's been proven again and again and again, is that companies that focus on wonderful places for their employees to work, like Patagonia, companies that focus on helping to improve the culture, improve the services, like Whole Foods, and companies that focus on improving the quality of life that their customers lead, like Starbucks, and improve the country, and you can tell you stories about every one of those. Those companies have higher margins and they have higher gross sales than other companies like them in their niche.
Right.
So I mean, I think you're right on target, and if you can help transfer this belief, this ethos, this expectation to the people who are on crowdfunding live, and that becomes part of the philosophy, that becomes part of the way that they start their business, your influence will be global.
I think so, and thank you. I appreciate that. I do believe that, and my partners believe that as well. And, you know, I'm going to lead people to our site, but I also want them to read a blog that I led you to just before we started this conversation.
Yeah.
And it was what one of my partners wrote last night. And it was, she called it Killing Buddha, because that's the name of the film, Giving Life to Our Baby. But really, it's our story. It's the culmination of our months of putting this together, of dreaming, of creating, of wanting to do this. Lots of people telling us, are you kidding? You can't do this. There's so many reasons this isn't going to work. There's how much time do you have? You know, you're all three of us are very busy doing other things. I run lots of events. I'm involved in some very large projects right now. My partner is, you know, PR marketing. The other one is a fantastic web designer, and she designed our website. And I have to give Deb a ton of credit because she's probably the one that stayed up nights making sure everything worked leading up to this. Has done a remarkable job. And, you know, we've done it on a shoestring. I'm going to tell you very honestly, none of us have put very much money into this. We couldn't. We were busy doing other things and, you know, making a living doing other things. So it was the amount of time that we had, the amount of connections that we had, and I have to thank a lot of my connections and their connections because they were a huge help to us. We've got so many people supporting us on all this. And there were a lot of times people said to us, you can't do this. You know, people doing this full-time take you know, a large amount of time. You guys are doing this on the side when you have time. And, you know, I have to tell you, this is barely 4 months old. This idea started a few months ago.
All right.
So for
I'll offer to you is
sure.
We can do radio interviews with the people who are looking for money.
Would love to do that.
That would be a fun thing to do.
That would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and they could do the same thing that you're going to be able to do, which is take the audio after my producer does such a wonderful job of editing it, and take it. You'll have an MP3. You can post it on your site.
That is a fantastic offer. I thank you for that.
Sure.
That's wonderful.
You bet.
We'll start with Betsy.
How are you taking this to market now? Tell us what you're doing. You ladies, I almost said girls, but it's not.
You ladies
are doing a wonderful thing there. So with your creativity and the expertise and experience that the three of you have, how are you taking this to market?
You know, I got to tell you something interesting. We are officially launching this week. In fact, very officially next week. We have gotten attention from every major crowdfunding and crowdsourcing portal around. We were called by a number of, you know, I won't name them all right now, but crowdsourcing.org, Daily Crowdfund, all the sites that you have heard about or people in the world, Daily Crowdsource, the Association for Crowdfunding. There's several others out there. We were in communication with them. In many cases, they called us. In some cases, we communicated with them and said, look, this is what we're doing. We have been completely absorbed by all of those groups. They have our logos on their sites. We're now accredited. We're one of the first accredited crowdfunding sites out there, which is phenomenal. We are part of the Association of Crowdfunding. In fact, my partner, DB, is the female representative to the Association for Crowdfunding. So are we getting out there? We're getting out there everywhere. If you know about crowdfunding, you are going to find us because we're on all the major portals. We're part of the major groups that are discussing this right now. We've gotten involved in a lot of the discussions. We're on lots and lots of websites. We just somehow, in some strange way, over the last 3 to 4 months, it has all come together, and we've gotten this attention. Again, as I said, very organically. We don't have the money to hire PR firms and to sell a lot of advertising or anything like that. We're just organically growing and growing. Many of these people are going to be at our event on Saturday, so you get to meet the folks that are the leaders in crowdsourcing and crowdfunding. I have to tell you, I have a goal, and my goal is to be in a major publication in the course of the next 3 months, and I'm going to do it. We are going to end up in something, whether it's Entrepreneur Magazine or Wired or one of the major magazines. And the
Aggie? Do you know people at Entrepreneur?
I do. They're in Irvine, and I'm in Irvine, and I know some people there. But really, my goal is to get into Entrepreneur would be fantastic. Any one of the major magazines.
The woman who's their marketing used to live right next door to me.
Ah.
And the woman who's in charge of their sales owns a condo right next to ours, and they're going to be moving back in July the 1st.
Well, I'm going to come over and have a cup of coffee with you, and we'll knock on their door.
Absolutely.
But I know because of what we're doing and how we're focused and where we're going, we will get attention. And that's really what it's all about. You know, people are going to know what we're doing. They're going to know where we're coming from on this. You know, we've just decided we're going to do this. We're absolutely sure we can. There's a line that she put in this that says, it felt like we were stepping off a cliff. But we still did it, and it really did. I mean, there were moments where we had to stop for a minute and say, you know, nobody thinks we can do this. What makes us think we can do this? But never for a minute did the three of us doubt we could. And we're all optimists by nature, I have to tell you that. I found, you know, we work well together. We're very different personalities, but we're all very optimistic by nature. And we just knew we could, and we knew we had to. And I can't even tell you, that's just an innate thing. We just knew this was something we were put. We don't even know each other that well. When we have more time, I'll tell you the story of how we came together. But, you know, I've never met one of my partners on this. And the other partner I've met more by phone than anything else and maybe a few times face-to-face. And I think that's why it worked, because we're very, very different. We had very similar goals when we came together on this. We realized very quickly our goals were very similar, and we all realized we were determined to do this. Whatever it took, we were determined to do this. I'm the more vocal, you know, I put the events together. I speak at a lot of events. One of my partners does a lot of, DB does a lot of PR, marketing, publicity types of things, although she speaks quite a bit as well. Deb is just an amazing web person. She has come to the forefront in this more times than I can tell you. Every time there was a glitch, every time there was a problem, she just took care of it. She just said, leave it with me, it'll be done. And never once was it not done. I've never worked with anybody like that, and I've worked on a lot of projects where we had web developers. Never have I experienced anything like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
Am I sending people their way? Absolutely. I mean, we've all built our own businesses because of it as well.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Goethe who said that it's amazing how when you commit yourself to a project, the whole universe rises up to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me like that is a living example of that.
I think so. I have to tell you another cute line. I was at a film last weekend, that Marigold Hotel film. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that wonderful?
That was wonderful. And there is a great line in there that he keeps repeating, that it will all be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's just not the end.
Not the end.
And I love that line. In fact, I printed it out. I put it up on my wall because there's much truth to that. And
I used it. I used it in several sermons already, and I didn't even know that it came from there.
That's where, yeah. I think it's a fantastic line. I love it, and that's where we kept on going. You know, it's all going to be okay in the end, and it's all going to be worthwhile. And these struggles, and these, you know, 11 o'clock at night phone calls when they're needed, and the bad day, and you know, there were lots of times I was having a tough day. I had a lot going on, and they would listen to me. And you know, that wasn't the purpose of our call. The purpose of our call was, let's move this ahead. And I could just vent a little bit, and then I, you know, we'd go on to what we needed to do. And I think we all felt that way. So a real bond formed between the three of us. And as I said, we don't know each other that well. I've partnered with people before. I usually know them. I know their personalities. I know what they're like. They know what I'm like. This is a very different situation. We came around a cause. I'll call it a cause. We all wanted this to work so much. Because can you imagine how we'll feel a year from now when 100 projects have been funded and we know that we've helped make 100 dreams come true?
Yeah. Yes, and helped empower 100 people. Because
yes.
It's not like a magic wand to make somebody's dream come true. You're actually facilitating somebody doing the work to make their own dream come true.
Absolutely. And we're training them. We're showing them how.
Yes.
We've learned how
yes.
over the last few months. We've learned
Absolutely.
What it takes, that you have to have that video. You have to. Without it, the likelihood of your succeeding is minimal. But you
yeah.
know what? It doesn't have to be professional. You can film it on your camera in your garage, because
yep.
most of the ones are filmed on their camera in their kitchen or their garage. But it has to be you speaking from your heart, that you have to write up why you're doing this. People have to understand, why are you doing this? Why is this so important? Why should they support you?
And isn't that astounding? There's not a mention of you're doing this for money. You should do this because you can get more money from it. They're talking to the contributors.
Mm-hmm.
We're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of you should contribute to this, because if you invest in this, that's the word often used,
right.
you will
right.
make a good return on your investment. And that's not what you're telling people to do.
No,
you
no.
should contribute. You should participate in this because it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be productive. It will help the rest of the world. That's a major change, Agnes.
It is, but
That's
I do
amazing.
Have to mention that there's a lot going on right now with crowdfunding sites that are going to be equity sites. You've probably heard about it. It's been in the paper. The SEC is involved. They have approved it probably sometime in January. We're going to have a couple of speakers at our event that are going to talk about that quite a bit, because
uh-huh.
I don't know a lot about it myself, so I'm not going to suggest that I do, but we are going to have some speakers there, one in particular that knows a huge amount about it, and that is going on right now, where people will be able to get involved in what they will call crowdfunding for an equity stake. I have some real concerns about that, mainly because I've been involved
it's
in equity projects,
yeah,
and I
like,
see what happens.
It's like the penny market.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share something with you.
Sure.
I mentioned that Goethe quote.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. Goethe said this: until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, that ignorance of which kills countless ideals and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have, no one could have dreamed would have come their way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Boy, that describes what you're allowing and demanding, expecting people to do.
The other thing I want to add is Crowdfunding Live never wants to be the biggest. That's not our goal. Our goal is to do this well, to bring projects on that we believe can succeed and will succeed, to help them succeed, to offer the kind of support that we feel we can offer in terms of, you know, how to put it together, what to do with it, how to go out there and market, and we're learning more and more and more every day. And just be there, you know, be the support mechanism, be the channel for these people to go through. We're not the biggest experts on it. We know that. We came to this because we loved it, not because we were experts at it. We've learned a huge amount. We're learning more. We will learn, again, a tremendous amount on Saturday because we'll be listening as much as speaking at this event by bringing these people together who've been phenomenally helpful to us because they are people who know the industry. They've adopted us, you know, pretty amazingly. They've adopted us. They've taken us in and said, what you're doing, we so appreciate, we understand. And I'll tell you a little secret. I think it's because we're bringing them the female marketplace, too. I think crowdfunding is still very male-dominated, and here's a group of women bringing them a piece of that female marketplace that they have not quite figured out how to get to.
Well, let me ask you a question. My producer is pounding on the window here between me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any media up there covering this event?
We do. We've got a little bit of media. I'd love to have more. We've got a couple of reporters coming to the event. We've certainly got some internet folks coming to the event.
How would you like to have OC Talk Radio cover the event?
I would love to have OC Talk Radio cover the event.
Well, just plan on us being there. I'll bring some recording equipment, and we'll interview people, and we'll put together a report on what's going on.
That would be absolutely fantastic. And again, the site is crowdfundinglive.com. Right now, when you go to that site, you're actually going to get the schedule and the day's events for Saturday, June the 9th at the Radisson Hotel at LAX. By the way, I want to add in, we made it as inexpensive as we could just to cover our costs. It's $67 for the day for anybody who's interested in attending. The evening is $35. That covers your dinner, entertainment, all sorts of things. And if you come for the day, I will throw the evening in. You just have to let me know.
All right.
Just for your listeners.
My producer is saying, and don't forget me. Don't forget me.
He is more than welcome. Would love to have him there. Would love to have him there.
All right. Well, Aggie, what would you like to leave people with? This has been wonderful. What would you like to leave people with?
Go for your dreams. Go for your ideas. Go for your vision. I mean, that's exactly what we did here. We went for our vision. We had a vision that we could do this, and we're launching, and we're doing it, and we're going to have a phenomenally successful first project, and, you know, it's going to go on and on from there. And yes, you have to be logical and think about, you know, practicalities, but really it's your dream and it's your vision and it's what you really want to do, whether it's a film, a book, a product. Stay focused on it.
A conference?
You know, A conference, it can be anything.
Absolutely. I've got several in my bag, and we're going to do it.
And come to our site, come to our events, support our projects. I want everybody who's listening to this over the next few weeks, few months, to come to Crowdfunding Live, take a look at the projects, and support our projects. You can support projects with $1, with $5. It's just being there to support. And that's the important thing, and that's what we love about crowdfunding, is it really is all about supporting people. And I think the world needs a whole lot more of that. I think it's going to help us a lot in the future. There's so many changes going on right now. There's so many people going through so much that it's just wonderful to be a part of something that is so positive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's fun to be with you. I hope this is not, well, it's not going to be the last time.
No, not at all. We'll be talking often.
All right, super. Thank you so much, Aggie Coben from
very welcome.
Crowdfunding Live.
Thank you.
Take care. Wow, what an exciting time to be alive. With people like that, that is just wonderful. And people passionately committed to helping empower other people, knowing that by launching their brand out on the waves, they're going to get plenty back. They're going to get plenty back. They don't have to plan on that. It will happen.
by being committed to others, by doing it, getting out there, you're going to find all sorts of surprising, great things. I've seen that over and over again. So wonderful to reconnect with Aggie and to see the wonderful projects that she and her co-founders are doing. I look forward to having the report from the event this Saturday on Pilgrim Talks later on this month. Also look forward to talking with you next week on Pilgrim Talks with the Pilgrim on the 405. So this is the Pilgrim on the 405, signing off.
You've been listening to the only show that takes you where others won't. Into the wilderness, beyond the frontiers of what you thought was possible, with your own personal Pilgrim on the 405.